War Brides Act, Public Law 271, was enacted on December 28, 1945 to allow alien spouses, natural children, and adopted children of members of the United States Armed Forces to enter the U.S. as non-quota immigrants after World War II. Many women made their 10-day journey across the Atlantic on ship alone to meet their American soldier husbands. Natalie's grandmother was one of those brides, and she'd like to share today a little of her grandmother's story, which she believes is celebrating the American dream. This is An Irish War Bride, My Grandmother, by Natalie Bosquet.
My great-grandmother, Margaret Elizabeth O'Connor, was born in Belfast, Northern Ireland, along with four other siblings. When she was only 14, she worked in a linen factory as she helped take care of the family. She was a teenager during World War II and was an official air raid warden when there was danger close by. She would grab her bicycle and yell out warnings to all who would listen. Her mother died when she was very young, and she became the caretaker of the family. Life was hard, but many families nearby were affected by the war. Margaret did the family laundry using a scrub board, and she cooked many meals the old-fashioned way. Each member of the family had chores to complete, and they did it without complaining. Margaret met a young American soldier named David Udell, who was soon to become her husband. Margaret became a war bride. Over 100,000 GI war brides left the United Kingdom, which includes Northern Ireland. They met in 1943, and after David traveled back to the United States, she followed in 1945. She traveled by ship with her other war brides, and after being processed through Staten Island, she traveled by train to Chicago and transferred to another train in Sioux City. Imagine being all alone in a foreign country, preparing for a totally new life. Margaret and the other war brides are individuals who could teach all of us about commitment and strength during very difficult times. Margaret was deeply affected by the greeting she was given in Sioux City. A feast had been organized, and there was more food on the table than she had ever seen. In Ireland, each family was given only one egg to share a week, and other staples were difficult to find. She doesn't understand why people don't appreciate what they have here in the United States. For her, living here is truly celebrating the American dream. Margaret still lives in Sioux City and enjoys her grandchildren and great-grandchildren. At Kids Scoop News, stories such as hers need to be shared and not forgotten. She is truly one of the greatest generation who demonstrates what living is all about.
We want to thank Siouxland Public Media and our public radio audience today for giving us the opportunity to share a little of our own history and a little of the lives of people you might know and stories that sound familiar. For Siouxland Public Media, I'm Brianna Martinez.